We generally don't find that Tamei HaMitzvahs play a role in defining or limiting the scope of a halacha. Nonetheless, sometimes it's not entirely clear what's considered Tamei HaMitzvahs and what's considered part of the definition, the hagdara of the mitzvah. One such example is the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek, which we fulfill this Shabbos with Parashat Zachar. A number of Rishonim write, such as the Ramban, that the point of Zechiras HaMalek is in order to facilitate Mechias Amalek. We must remember Amalek, who they are, what they did, in order that we shall remember to wipe them out. And the two mitzvahs are inherently connected. How close is this connection? So the Sefer HaChinuch takes the next step and gives a practical application. He writes that since Zechiras Amalek is for the purpose of Mechias Amalek, therefore anyone who is obligated in Mechias Amalek is obligated in Zechiras Amalek, and anyone who is not obligated in Mechias Amalek is not obligated in Zechiras Amalek. Perhaps he assumes that even what you're supposed to mention when you do Zechiras Amalek is we should mention to wipe them out. And that being the case, only a person who's obligated to wipe them out is obligated to do Zechiras Amalek. So the practical expression of that, he says, is that women are not combat soldiers, therefore they are not, practically speaking, obligated to wipe out Amalek, and they are also not obligated in the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. There are those who take issue with this Sefer HaChinuch. For example, the Minchas Chinuch writes, I don't agree with any of your assumptions. He says, first of all, who says that the only purpose of the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek is to wipe them out? Maybe we're supposed to do Zechiras HaMalek in order to remember what HaMalek stands for because we're supposed to stand for the opposite. Or maybe we're supposed to remember them. He doesn't write this, but maybe other Mefarshim write. Maybe we're supposed to remember them in order to remember the reason that we were subject to attack by HaMalek. Chazal say, Rafu Yidem and HaTorah. We weren't strong about our learning and our commitment to Torah. So perhaps Mechias HaMalek is not so closely tied to Zechiras HaMalek. Number one. Number two, he writes, who says that women are not obligated in Mechias HaMalek? The Gemara says that everyone goes out to a Mechemes Mitzvah, even a Chassan, a Kala. So he says, a Kala, that's a woman. So a woman's obligated in Mechemes Mitzvah. Mechias HaMalek is a Mechemes Mitzvah. So Minchas Chinuch writes, I'm not so sure women are not obligated in Mechias HaMalek. That being the case, Minchas Chinuch concludes, women are obligated in Zechiras HaMalek. It is not a Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama, at least Midaraisa, it's not. You don't have to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek, Dafka, and Parshas Zachar. Any time during the year would be acceptable. And therefore, he says women are obligated. Practically speaking, this is a machlokas haposkim, whether women are obligated in Zechiras HaMalek. Most poskim generally write, we're not mechai of women to come here Parshas HaMalek, Parshas Zachar. But it's a nice idea in order to be yotze, according to those opinions who say that women are obligated. It should just be mentioned. If a woman, for whatever reason, cannot get to Parshas Zachar, it's okay. It might be a nice idea for just to read the Parsha at home. According to some Rishonim, reading the Parsha mitoch haSefer and with a minyan is not me'akev, at least not midaraisa. So perhaps that would still be a nice idea for one who cannot make it. This question of the connection between Zechiras HaMalek and Mechias HaMalek is one that finds expression in another area as well. The Magen Avraham writes, someone who misses the reading of Parshas Zachar can still get in the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek by going to shul on Purim morning. We read on Purim morning the parasha at the end of Bishalach, which discusses our battle against HaMalek in the Midbar, and Milchama Hashem Bamalek Midor Dor. So that also mentions HaMalek, even though it's not the same parasha that we read for Parsha Zachar, where we read the end of Kisetze. Nonetheless, you're still reading a parasha of Zachar, and one can be Yotze in that way. The Mishnah Brura says this is he's not convinced by the Magen Avraham. Mishnah Brura writes there's a connection between Zechira and wiping out Amalek, Mechias Amalek, and only in Kiseitze does it say Machotim Ches Zechir Amalek. That part is missing from Bishalach. So therefore, the Mishnah Brura writes, I am not convinced that you can be Yotze the mitzvah by listening to the Kriyan Purim morning. Again, another connection, another issue related to this connection between Zechira and Mechia. This Machlokas Magen Avraham and Mishnah Brura gets cited in another discussion as well. Fascinating discussion. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes, what if a person doesn't hear the entire Kriya of Parshas Zachar word by word? The Baal Koreh didn't say it loudly enough, or someone was in shul making noise for some reason, unfortunately. So are you Yotze? So Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, you're Yotze as long as you hear the Inyan of Amalek. That's Zechiras HaMalek. You don't have to hear every single word. The Haraya, the Magen Avraham says, you don't even have to read Parshas Kisetze in order to be Yotze Zechiras HaMalek. Even if you read a different Parsha, you're Yotze. So certainly, there is no obligation to hear every single word of the Kriya of Parshas Zachar. There are other poskim who disagree. Rav Pesach Frank and Rav Asher Weiss writes this, that no, that may be the obligation is to read a parsha of Amalek. So whether you read Kisetzer or Bishalach, according to the Magen Avraham at least, is not me'ake, but it has to be an entire parsha. And therefore, if you miss out on a word from the parsha, you are not Yotze. And this is similar to Kriyas HaMegillah or Kriyas Shema. If you miss a word, you're not Yotze. This really may depend on another issue, which is whether Parsha Zachar is a chiv of the tzibur, like most Kriyas HaTorah, perhaps, or a chiv on the individual, which is supposed to be fulfilled by tzibur. But that is a topic for another discussion. Have a wonderful day.